Shalom, shalom to the Most High Yah. How are we doing out there? This is another wonderful, wonderful day. And I guess I just want to, first of all, greet you all with a heart of love and admiration to the Most High Yah and to you who is striving to just be all you can be in your life and for your family, and to be able to understand how to leave a legacy behind for your children and your children's children to the thousand generation, as Yah promises us in the word. However, here we go. I've just been doing some observation for the last couple of weeks. And yes, I have minimized my communication with you all, but as I see from the numerous plays that has been going on, that you all are still out there. So thank you. I would like to have some type of involvement with you. You can begin to send questions, response. How did the episode help you within your mindset, within your life? If I spoke on anything about business, if you have any questions pertaining to that, as all of these new technologies are arising, it's moving so fast that I want y'all, don't laugh at me, because I know some of y'all is in the same pickle that I am in. I'm trying to catch up, you know. It's like, okay, I'm just learning the technology that was brought to me probably, 3 years ago? Now it's something else, and what I'm seeing every day is something else. Ooh, excuse me, yeah, because it is in the wee hours that I'm doing this recording. And it's ironic, I've been getting up, y'all. I've been screenshotting the times. If it's not 333, it's 313, 303. I came in and I really was exhausted. And I wasn't exhausted for working. I was exhausted for being on, you know, being on a job, not doing nothing. And what I mean by that, I know my assignment. I know what I must do. I know that God has called me. Yah has called me to be the Harriet Tubman of my people in the financial world, in the commercial world, in the consumer world, and which is all going to go back to the finances, because if we don't have ABC in order, everything else is out of order. And I know that's why my fight is so horrific, but I am the one he's called, and I'm to the point now, hey, if adversary haven't taken me out now, no matter what he tried to do, hey, you too late, buddy. I am covered. I am underneath his covenant. And so, with that said, I have been doing some observation, and I'm telling you, man, our people, you know, Yah say that we are stiff-necked people, right? See, we don't want to hear about that. We want to hear about how God favoring you, and if somebody do this, and your emotions, and all of this. Don't y'all think it's enough of all that? You don't feel no kind of way, like, okay, I'm tired of hearing this kind of message. What is it that I can get over this hump and get out this situation? When I'm going to see my promised land? Not a temporary resting stop, but literally the promised land that God said in his word that his people are supposed to have. Well, guess what? and we are not following his commandments, and we are not following his ordinances, oh, shucky, shucky now. How in the world can we literally follow what daddy says to do? And I'm gonna give y'all some, I'm gonna give y'all some hard facts. When Father called his people stiff-necked, he also said we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, right? A holy nation, right? He also said that we are his chosen ones, the Israelites. We are the true Israelites, you guys. We are the Hebrews. But my research and, oh my gosh, the positive rabbit hole that I found myself in, it has literally awakened me. Awake, awake, O Israel, out of Isaiah 60. Okay? And I've been reading the scriptures, but I have not literally, now be honest, you take that Bible and you read it, it's just like you just reading. But how? Where can you find yourself in the Bible? Where can you can find other groups of people, because they prospering all the way around us. But what about God's chosen people? The quote unquote black race, the Native Americans. Where are we in the Bible? And what really happened? Why was it so important for them to strip our identity, to burn down our lands, to rape our men and women, because they raped the men too, to demasculate them for control. They raped the women, had them as breeding farms to produce more children, took the children away. They have so many probably generations that's running around here that was part of that type of atrocities, and they don't even know. But guess what? I did find something out, and I ain't going to even keep y'all long on this one. I'm going to let you marinate for a couple of weeks on this one, and you go do your studying. You know, the Word of God tells us that when the people was crying out almost 400 years, right? I'm going all the way back in Moses' days, and I'm going to bring it up today. When we going to be free? When we going to be free? Right in the midst of them, they had their deliverer. Don't you know right in the midst of you somewhere, you have your deliverer, but because you have a stiff neck, a hardened heart, nobody can't tell you nothing. You know. And oh, don't talk about these sisters and brothers with the titles behind their name and these bishops and apostles of the quote-unquote Christian faith. That's a whole nother story. I understand now why we have not succeeded as we were supposed to, because we done got caught up into this fake religion. Daddy said we are stiff-necked people. You know what that means? It implies that someone who refuses to bow in submission or even to nod in agreement. The symbolism comes from a livestock in the case of an animal refusing to respond to the commands. That's why they have to put the yoke around the oxen to guide him, right? And put the other ox on the other side, because they help each other guide them. If they only had it around one neck and then just had like a little rope around the other one, they will have one just going to and fro, just going back and forth. And you know what? When you sit down and look at it, you know what? Our people is the same way. You can't tell them nothing. You try to explain something. I have individuals come and ask me the same question over and over and over and over. Now, I tell you what. When I was employed at a particular tax company, I did build a rapport. So people began to take heed to my instructions. And then they ran into a brick wall when I didn't go back. Okay? So I tried to inform a lot of people. And I used to tell them. And they had my number. However, that number ceased. So, in the midst of all of that, I'm coming across some of my former customers, right? And I'm hearing some scenarios, and I'm just shaking my head. And I'm like, now I understand what Yahushua was saying. You've been with me all this time, and you still don't know who I am. You still don't know how to follow simple instructions. You still not doing your own research to find out the answer to a problem that you have. You still trying to think that your money can buy everything, but you still at the end of the day have to go there and learn stuff for yourself. You still, come on now. God says that we are stiff-necked people. Out of Exodus 32, 9, and 10. When God saw the people, he just was waiting for the right time. But he pulled them, he set them free. Think about it. God, y'all have done so much for you and I, but I'm recognizing it. I ain't being stupid. I ain't being stiff-necked, hardened of heart. I don't have a blind eye no more. I say, open up my eyes every day so I can see what you see, Lord. Take the veil off. Clean my ears, because this society is wrapping so much stuff around. You like, wait, that ain't right. If you don't know what's right already, and you trying to figure it out, oh, they got you. Because literally, they have literally turned righteousness, right way of doing things, into unrighteousness, the wrong way of doing things. They have literally turned evil as a good thing, and good and truth the bad thing. And they want to attack and attach a name called anti-Semitism. So when you standing up for the truth, oh, you part of that group. Now we gotta watch you. You part of that group. Nah, you not part of us. You part of that group. Part of what group? I'm part of God's. Yah, Elohim, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's who I'm part of. But now you're starting to see. I've been stopped calling myself a Christian in 2009. I sure did. I'm still seeking, trying to understand Yahweh's. But now I see now. Whoa. All that is a falsehood. Because ain't nobody changing. Look what's going on in the church right now. Just craziness. How can you do the things that's happening in the quote-unquote supposed to be the sanctuary? I call it the halitary. That's what it is. Ain't nobody getting delivered. All that fake stuff. And when you leave out of there, you're back doing the same thing, acting the same way. And oh, don't talk about you filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Roach. Stiff neck. Yah said to Moses, I have seen these people, and behold, they are stiff necked, stubborn, rebellious people. Y'all saying this here. Now, we always say, oh, God is a loving God. Why God letting this happen? God wouldn't do that. He's a loving God. He sent Jesus to seek and to save that was lost. He ain't mean. Oh, he ain't? Well, guess what? Y'all better go start researching these old Bibles that they didn't erase back to the 1400s, the 1600s. And compare the words in it to what you have now, you're going to see where, whoa, they done took stuff out the box. Hey, y'all better wake up. Y'all better wake up. But y'all say, these people, I'm looking at these people. They are stiff-necked, stubborn, and rebellious. Now, therefore, let me alone and do not interfere. Yah himself was fed up with the people. Guess what? That was our people, because he called the Hebrews. We was the Hebrews that came out of Egypt. We was the Israelites that came out of Egypt. But we were so ungrateful, just like now. Our people are so ungrateful. So stubborn. Nobody can't tell you nothing. You know everything. You've been in church for 15 years. You know God is God. He done did this for you. He done did that for you. Oh, really? Sit back and think about it. Did he really do it for you? Yeah, his anger burned against them. He told Moses, get out of my way. Leave me alone. Them people stirred God up. He said, let me destroy them. And I'm going to make you, your descendants, a great nation. Whoa. Nah. We trying to understand, well, why God, wait a minute, what happened? Well, y'all don't know the story. Go read about it. They prayed for deliverance. God delivered them. God showed them miracles after miracles. Fed them from the sky. They was complaining about that. They crossed the Red Sea. Complaining about that. Moses went up to visit with Yah, and God gave him some commandments. Why the commandments are so important, you say, Dr. D? Well, remember, they was in captivity for almost 400 years, so they had picked up the ways of the Egyptian. They was captive underneath the Egyptian rule. So to serve Yah, you have to learn his ways now. So you got to have something to go by. They call commandments, just like laws of the land. If they really didn't have laws, we already see that it's lawless. People doing what they want to do, right? People doing what they want to do. So you got to have some kind of laws in place. If you're not self-disciplined and know how to carry yourself as an adult, as a young man and a young woman, well, guess what? The laws apply to you of the land. And even Yahushua says, render unto Caesar what's due to Caesar, which is a whole nother subject, and render unto God what's due to God. Caesar represents the legal system, the law of the land. Whatever you're supposed to be doing, self-discipline yourself and follow those instructions. Well, God gave the people instructions. He gave Moses 10 commandments. That's just a guideline. But within each one of those commandments, you have to do some self-discipline and really eat that thing up and find out what did he mean by each one of these commandments. And I'm gonna tell y'all, if we start settling down and saying that we really love the true Most High, we'll start literally living by his commandments. And I know they got some people talking about, I'm in the New Testament, I'm gonna need the new covenant. Okay, and what did the new covenant say? Love thy neighbor like you love thyself and keep God's commandments. What is his commandments? Love. What is love? Love goes all the way back to the beginning. You can't abolish that. But no, we stiff-necked. We know everything. Oh, I got the Holy Ghost. I got divinity degrees. I know Hebrew. I know this. I don't have to keep those commandments because I'm going to need the new covenant. Okay, keep it up. Keep it up. You're going to wind up in that ground like what happened in Exodus 32. Moses came down. See, they're impatient, just like us. Now, I'm just trying to identify who we are, especially the black race. Which is a name that was placed on us. That's not even our ethnicity. That's not who we are. That's not our origin. They created that word. impatient. Oh, Aaron, where's Moses? He been gone a long time. He probably went up there and died. We need to have something to represent the God. We need an idol. We need something that we can pray to. What do the commandments say? Do not make no graven image of him. Don't attach nothing to anything that you say that represent the Most High Yah. And what did they do? They made a golden calf. Well, how in the world they made a golden calf, Dr. D? If they was in the wilderness, where y'all forgot? All that they had, God had Moses to command Pharaoh to let my people go, and all of their cattle, all of their gold, everything. They came out in abundance. But what happened? They came out, God set them free, but their mindset wasn't free. Their old habits wasn't free. Their old customs and traditions from Egypt was not out of them. And that's why the commandments was needed. And oh my goodness, when Moses came back down, matter of fact, it was before he even came down. Yah spoke to Moses before he even came down. He told him, I think you need to go and see your people. Because I'm kind of angry with him about it right now. Because they done went down there and made a calf. And what is the first commandment I just told you, Moses? Nah, these people are stiff-necked. They stubborn. I'm going to kill them all. Whoa. And back in the Old Testament, yeah, we are underneath Yahushua grace, right? But we still have to repent. Back then, the things that people are doing now, they died on the spot. And Yah did it. He killed them. What you say about that? Nah, guess what? I'm sharing my opinions according to my First Amendment rights on this program. I approve this message. And any algorithm that think that I'm saying something else, I'm just speaking from the Holy Bible, the Word of God, that even in the Supreme Court, they put their hand on it and say, do you tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God? That's who I'm representing, algorithm, so don't touch my broadcast. Unless you want to go to the Constitution and tell them to take that Bible out and stop putting your hand on that Bible and stop pledging to that Bible when you want people to tell the truth to the judge. Well, I'm telling the truth to the people. And the people need to wake up, especially our people. You stiff-necked, hard-hearted, rebellious, stubborn folks. And you need to change your wicked ways. Quickly, too. Because they got some stuff coming up. Some things about to go down in a couple of years. And y'all ain't ready. Everybody else getting ready, but our people ain't ready. You ain't ready. You ain't ready. You trying to get ready. You should have been ready. 2020 was a reset time. And now everybody reverted back to their vomit. And even worse. And it's ridiculous. I'm tired of seeing it. And I'm not playing with nobody. If you come to talk to me, you want to be in my presence, you want to hear my words, oh, you better come correct. Come on a higher frequency, because I don't have time for no whining, pity person. Because Father gave us opportunity time to change our wicked ways and make a change in our life and start taking responsibility for our life. And that's what I've been doing. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be a fight. It's a fight for your freedom. You don't think that these slave, our forefathers just was able to get free? You don't think the opportunities that we have now, even though they redlining, they blocking, and all kind of stuff is happening, y'all. And it's against to the chosen people. But guess what? If you acknowledge Yah, seek his face and turn from your wicked ways, then he'll hear from heaven, right? He said he'll forgive you, and then he'll heal your land. But see, we got to get rid of these idols. We got to get away from these falsehood, these false religions, these traditions, these pagan gods, these pagan holidays. all this stuff that they doing to keep you busy. So you really don't know what's going on behind the scene. But guess what? I ain't busy no more. Now I'm busy for the things of y'all, but I ain't busy. I ain't busy for that foolishness. And so if you do have an opportunity to still have access to me, count it a privilege. And I'm saying that humbly. Because they had an individual that came in a couple of weeks ago and just was saying all kind of stuff, right? So I'm going to listen to you for a couple of minutes, but I don't want that garbage in my spirit. I can't deal with that low frequency no more. I just can't do it no more. Nah, I'm sorry. I can't. I'm not. Not no can't. I won't hear it. And I'm going to stop you in your tracks. Because if you could keep reciting something over and over and over and over, and somebody's sitting right in front of you and say, okay, I got the answer. This is what you need to do. And then as soon as the person say, this is what you need to do, A, B, C, D, F, G, and you go right back, but yeah, I got this to pay for, and then I got this. I mean, just going on and on and on. I'm like, wait. Didn't God just give you a solution? Oh, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to see what you... I said, well, you know what? You don't need to do anything because you just voided out your own progress in the spirit. You voided out your own progress. I have nothing to say. No. Tell me. Well, I already told you. And I told you 3 times. So, see, this is my evaluation of folks, and this is how you should be doing. You can't be letting people wasting your time, just sucking up all your high energy. And then when they leave, you drain like, damn, what happened? I'm so tired. Yeah, they done sucked all your oxygen out. They done literally drain your energy without even connecting to no kind of power. Plug. They stole your power. And you know how you can know they stole your... Oh, I'm so glad I came to see you. I feel so much better. Yeah, I guess so. You done took all my energy. They walking out all chippery and everything. Now you sitting there like a lump on a log like, damn, what just happened here? Y'all better watch people like that. And that's what God is saying. They're stiff-necked. Rebellious. Stubborn. Well, that's our folks. They stiff-necked. Nobody can't tell them nothing. They're rebellious because they want to do what they want to do. And they definitely ain't listening to what... Y'all is saying, I don't care. The churches are packed now and people still acting a fool. I'm trying to understand that mythology there. Doing what they want, drinking what they want, acting how what they want. Man, I'm trying to understand. But no more. Now, I said all that to say this. This morning, about to get off. Change your wicked ways. Ask y'all to help you. Go back and read those commandments, the 10 commandments. Just go read them. Because I'm going to tell you what, right now, that's the only thing that can preserve you right now. Read the 10 commandments. And then you sit down and analyze your life and see what's been around you for the week, what's been on television, and check it off with the commandments. See the rating on that. Do a self-examination and you make the decision. See, I'm not making decisions for nobody. I'm just going to share what I feel that people need to wake up and start paying attention. I can't make the decision for you. I can't do your work for you no more. I have a business. I have a service. But guess what? It's a consulting service. And I used to do all the work, even in consulting. So consulting gonna be consulting service. And for me to actually execute that strategy, oh yeah, we're gonna pay for that. Yeah, we're gonna pay for that. If I got to put my hands and literally make the phone calls, do the documents, do everything, yeah, they going to pay for that. Ain't no more free. No more free. No more free. Go on Urban Management Group YouTube page. That's what it is. E, R-V-I-N Management Group. Go to the YouTube page. Subscribe. Hit the notification bell. I help you with your business and show you some stuff. I'm about to upload some stuff. But all this summertime, it's going down. It's going down. But you have to be ready. And even on my last broadcast, I'm telling you all to do this here because when I do come, you have to have your stuff ready. I'm giving y'all time now. The goal is I'm gonna see how to put the link in this broadcast. But go to scoresense.com and get your credit report. That's gonna be the first project that we gotta tackle, y'all. We gotta tackle our credit report. Because now they have all these other agencies pulling stuff from everywhere and they're putting that zombie, I call it zombie debt. They're putting zombie debt back on our credit report and it's really messing with your numbers. So we're going to get all that right and stop listening to all these people. Just don't go and delete stuff. Oh, call this. Use this code and get it deleted. Okay, so what's your proof of claim to hit these people on the backside after they done violated your privacy act? Aha. What's your remedy? You have no proof now because you done called and they done wiped everything off and you don't have nothing to show that, hey, it was on there. So don't do that. Get a copy of all three of your credit reports. Print them out. Start looking at them. Now, what you could do, and I'm gone. Don't be stiff-necked about this. Don't be stubborn and don't be rebellious. One thing, if anybody that's still hanging with me from 2017 on this broadcast, y'all know I bring it and I'm bringing it straight and I'm bringing it real. I'm at a point in my life, y'all. It don't matter what nobody thought or whatever. I know that I did above and beyond for anybody that had contact with me. I can honestly say that humbly. They can't say nothing bad. Now, if they do say anything, it's because they couldn't control me to do what they wanted me to do. Oh, no, I'm not fixing no books. I'm not fixing your tax return. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do this. Oh, I'll show you. You can claim this. You can do this. Oh, you can use that code. Yeah, you could claim that. Then they'll go to somebody that don't know nothing about taxes, don't know nothing about business. Oh, I don't know about that. She did that wrong. She should have did this. She should have did that. Well, first of all, are they registered with IRS? Do they take their CE test every year? Is they on their registry? Are they certified? Are they backed by any certifications from the government, from the city? Are they registered? Are they a legit business? Oh, come on now. See, I have all my credentials. Everything I want to do, I'm going to make sure I get that certification for it. So I know I could talk. I could talk the talk and walk the walk. Nah, not saying I don't fall behind or whatever. Oh, especially for extensions, for taxes and stuff. Oh, yeah. I have to get extensions. But guess what? I still get my work done. Oh, but I'm learning something about these taxes, y'all. Ah, those that call themselves walking away because they couldn't have their way. Ah, y'all just miss y'all way. Yeah, because some powerful things about to go down about these taxes. And just a little throw it out there so you can do your own research. The taxes that you pay in tribute to the crown. So literally, the taxes that the IRS taking from us, and it's two departments too. It's Internal Revenue Service, and then it's the Internal Revenue Department. Two different corporations. Two different functions. Yeah, I found that out. So are we really supporting the government and the cities and the, you know, that's what they say our taxes are for. But we're going to learn a lot of stuff this summer. But anyway, let me go because I got to do something else. I got to do some other work. I hit my foot, y'all, and I cracked my toenail. And I don't feel it. I don't feel it going in. I'm gonna see. I'm gonna have to wear my little slippers. Yeah. But stop being a stiff neck. Stop being rebellious. Stop being stubborn. And these are the words from Yah. He was very disturbed with his people. He was upset, and I don't blame him. Cause think about it: if you went out your way for somebody, even to the point that you sacrificed, right? You sacrificed. You really sacrificed to help somebody. And in return, they was ungrateful. They started talking bad about you. Like you ain't did nothing for them. Right? And they didn't even bother you. They ain't say like, oh, I did this. I want you to pay me back. I need this. I need that. And you know, they didn't. Guess what? Nobody didn't even know. But the only reason why people knew, because you opened up your mouth. You started talking bad about the person. And they sitting back like, wait, what happened then? Huh? Wait. Didn't I? Oh, wait. Okay, that's how they go. I had the last 6 months, I can really say, that two people really stuck by me. One of them was my daughter. I had somebody else to help. They say that God wanted them to help me, but then in return, something else happened to the point where now I feel like I have an obligation over my head. But I do have something major about to break. But everybody else, nah. Mm-mm. Out of all the people, out of all y'all out there. And it's not for y'all. It's not for y'all to know and to be, because only God knows. And I'm glad. Because you get to see in your life, as you go through different phases in your life, y'all is taking you somewhere. So you really have to know who is for you and who is against you. You see what I'm saying? And out of all the people, all the hundreds and thousands of people that was with Moses, that's a shame. Only Joshua. Joshua took heed and learned the ways of God through Moses. And then he had his buddy Caleb. And out of all those people, only Joshua and Caleb and his descendants entered into the promised land. So just think about it. All of the churches that's open, all the people that's in churches, and they swear to God, they just serving the Lord. I'm just serving God. Hallelujah. But at the end, in God's book, he say only a remnant gonna enter in. Now you go find out what remnant mean. That's a small portion, baby. And we got millions of people. Millions of churches. And what's happening? And oh, don't talk about our people. It's pitiful. It's pitiful. Don't be stiff-necked, y'all. Don't be hard-headed. Don't be rebellious. My charge for y'all these couple of weeks until y'all hear my voice again. Go pull up the Ten Commandments. And read them. Matter of fact, print it out and put it on your wall and look at them. And observe your life for a week with those Ten Commandments. How about that? See where everything falls. And then you're going to say, oh my, this is a mess. Wait a minute. Help me. And the worst of all, do an assessment on your church. Go in that church and have the Ten Commandments. And you start looking around. You're going to see idolatry everywhere. False witness everywhere. Nobody keeping the Sabbath. Oh, that's a whole nother subject. Oh, don't talk about covetousness. Oh, man, just go get it. I'm telling you. Go get the Ten Commandments. Print them out. Put it on your wall. Put it in your notebook. Print it out and keep it in your pocket and read through it. And compare it to what you're seeing today in America. Matter of fact, see today right in your family. Go see what's happening in your community. Read those Ten Commandments. I guarantee you, you're going to like sit down and put your hand on your head and say, okay, I need some help here because what's going on? The stuff you watching on TV, the stuff you seeing on these social medias, the foolishness that's coming out of people's mouths. Now you're going to have truth coming to you, and you don't even want to hear truth. Because why? Because you're a stiff-necked, rebellious, stubborn person. Definitely some big things changing in my life, because I'm like, I'm not getting into the traditions of men. I want to know the love and the commandments of God. And whatever I need to do, I'm going to do it. I do it for these people on these jobs all my life. I did it for these churches. I saw something on one bishop was talking about the commandments, and these brothers was out. And it got to the fringes. This woman went ham. I don't see why I got to do that. Yeah. You going to say God ain't going to love me because I don't have no... I mean, just the devil. Now think about it. I'm going to show you how we stiff-necked, stubborn, rebellious people. And I'm going on this note, I'm gone. I thought about it while I was driving. Because, you know, I'm entering into... Really, I said, God, I don't want to miss you. And the way stuff is happening, we going to get left behind. If we don't get our hearts right, y'all. I'm coming to the real now. And I know I was supposed to do 10 minutes and it's gone on an hour. Mainly the folks in the church, you're going to get left behind because we didn't serve false gods. And you think your heart is right, but your heart is far away from y'all. That's what he mean. And I'm going to show you just what I'm talking about. Now you mean to tell me I'm going to sit and argue with a man of God that's reading the same Bible that I got in my hand, and I'm looking at the same words he's reading, and y'all say keep my commandments in the old and the new, so ain't no doing away with the law. Yahushua said, I didn't come to abolish the law. I came to fulfill the law. And what was that law he fulfilled? He was the sacrifice. We don't have to sacrifice pigs and lambs. I mean, not pigs. They ain't supposed to be eating that. Lord, help us. We don't have to do lamb sacrifice and blood sacrifice no more. Because he became the ultimate sacrifice. Now, since that, he said, yeah, but fulfill a covenant. What's the covenant? It's the commandment. It's the law. So this woman going off. I mean, going off, right? But I tell you what. Now she going to work. The job said, oh, I need everybody to wear black pants. Your work shirt. We're going to give you a shirt. Okay. And. Black pants, black skirt, just it has to be black. Certain kind of shoes. All right. I bet you one thing, she gonna go get that shirt with no... Yes, sir, master. Yes, yeah, okay, sir. Yes, sir. Gonna get that shirt. May not even have no black pants, but she going to get them pants, huh? Why? Because it was told to her because someone in authority that's going to give her provision if she do what they say. And she got to show up. Whoa, listen. So, y'all's in authority. He's making provision for me. And he asking me to do one little thing with my clothing. And I'm making a big hissy fit. I'm stubborn, stiff neck. Especially black women, they gotta move that neck. You know, I'm neck. Stiff neck, that's what you are. Get free, sister. Some of y'all brothers too. Get free with the neck movement. Rebellious. I also read rebellions is as the sin of witchcraft. So now we got some witchcraft going on. Because you ain't listen to the word of God. Think about that, y'all. So if somebody coming to me and say, wait, we are the chosen generation, and showing me how they erased us, I can answer it now, but at one time people say, oh, where you from? Oh, I'm from Louisiana. I'm from this part of Louisiana. You know, I thought you was from another country. Well, you know, my forefather was from Africa. Oh, were they really from Africa? Aha. Because, see, I have Native American in me. And from some research I've been doing, our people was already here on the land. Aha. And that's a whole nother story. I found the location and everything. I even know what tribe I'm part of. How about that? But see, you're not going to be able to know all of this if you don't settle yourself down. Being busybody. Even in the place you call church. Just doing the most. Because you're trying to get the approval of the pastor. Or the organization leader. Or somebody. And we need the approval of Yah, Elohim. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The one who created the heavens and the earth and the heavens. Who have the power and authority underneath the earth, above the earth. The firmament above, the firmament beneath. See, that's who I want to stay connected with. That's all I know, y'all. That's all it's going to be. Yeah. So, with that said, I love you guys. Y'all loves you. But we gotta stop being stiff-necked. We gotta stop being in a rebellious mindset. We really gotta stop sometimes and just listen. Sometimes we talk too much. I know I had to stop. That's why y'all wasn't here for me. I was reading. I'm getting some education. I'm like, nah, something ain't right here. Something about to go down. I need to seek the face of Yah. I need to get some understanding on some stuff. And whoa, boy, did he give it to me. He said, if you lack some wisdom, ask him. Wisdom is the principal thing, and all you're getting, get what? Understanding. Knowledge pump it up if you don't have the wisdom in the understanding how to execute the knowledge that you have obtained. Not to puff yourself up in front of somebody else, because guess what? They don't care about you anyway. Oh, you're just such a mighty woman of God. We want you to come and speak over here and do this and do that. Oh, and by the way, you have to donate $1,500 to be part of our organization. This is just a new thing that we want to do to help the sisters. Please, go get your light. You ain't getting no $1,500 from me. I'm not getting caught up in that rhetoric. And I can't connect with everybody. I tried. I'm going to be honest. I tried. Yeah, it just don't work. Because I start seeing stuff. I'm like, it's like tingling cymbal and sounding brass in my ear. It's just noise. It's just, and that scripture's coming alive in my spirit to the max now. is like chatter. Like, wait, what? Oh, it's squinting in my ears. All right, y'all. I love you guys. Print out them Ten Commandments. Look at it. I'm serious. If you really want a change, you listening to the sound of my voice, don't take what I'm saying. I'm giving you words. Go research. Go see what stiff neck means. Go see why God was so angry in Exodus 32. But don't forget to go above those scriptures and see all that he done for them. So now it's time to live the lifestyle of Yah. Yah done built a golden calf, celebrating the very idol that he done pulled you out of. And we got idols all over us too. Ooh, ouch. Every day I'm repenting, like, ooh, Lord, get that from me. Ah, we attach him to stuff, idols, things that are made out of graven images. He say, no. Take that Ten Commandments, look at it, and read it out loud so you can hear it. And start assessing your surroundings. Assess it, and you're going to start saying, wait a minute. Oh, Lord, this is all over the place. Now you got to make a decision. And God going to hold you accountable because he's holding me accountable. Every word that we hear that's supposed to edify and build us up, he holds us accountable. So don't think because you heard something, oh, I ain't worrying about that. Ah, you better go back. You listening. Better take heed to it and not ask for wisdom on how to get through it. Because now you're accountable for it. And he going to hold you accountable for it. And it's a special, exciting thing that he love you that much to say, okay, now this person is ready to go to the next level. Now I have to reveal some stuff to them. I got to let her know. I got to let him know something. Get this in order. Because I need to take you here. There's going to be an open, blessed door for you. But you're not going to go there until you get rid of this. So you can see yourself saying, oh, that ain't of Yah. All right, Lord, I repent. Let me change from my wicked ways. Let me turn from my wicked ways. That's why he say, if my people. Well, who is his people? It ain't everybody. Oh, I learned that too. It ain't everybody. He say, my people. That's singling out individuals, y'all. It's not including everybody. He say, my people. So he have a specific people that he's looking out for. But until they get away from being stiff-necked and rebellious and stubborn and sit down and listen and stop jumping all over the place and running here and running there and learn some stuff. Relearn. We got to relearn. Because I had to repent, y'all. I was becoming to conform to this world, thinking that, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and the Holy Spirit shut me down. He said, you ain't doing nothing, you conforming. I say transform, I didn't say conform. Be ye transformed. I had to be like the Transformers. Oh, Lord, help me. All right, I'm gone. Oh, let me go. I tell you. It's an exciting journey, and I love it. I love it, and I'm just sharing, and that's what the Boom Factor is all about. I am a true believer. I'm a true believer. I'm a true overcomer, and I believe in Yah to do omnipotent things in my life. And manifestations always shows up, and that's what Boom is all about. Have a powerful, impactful day today. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Don't forget, like this radio broadcast. Share it with somebody. Okay? We do have a YouTube channel over there. It's not really active, but I'm going to work on it. But go ahead over there, Boom Factor. Subscribe, hit the notification bell. Make a comment. Make it alive for me. I guess that's how you're supposed to do it. But you got to tell people, right? This broadcast, you can answer questions. You can send questions, I can answer them. We can have a dialogue. When I get some stuff settled, in the summertime, some stuff about to go down, we have some live broadcasts. I'm going to see what I can do. with that, and then with the business. Oh yeah, I'm getting serious with that. Yeah, we gotta get some stuff straight, y'all. All right, and I'm gonna help y'all. I'm gonna help you. I don't mind helping you. Okay. Most of all the stuff that I help people and put online is all free. People that's charging $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 for, you can go right on my YouTube page. Okay, and the stuff that's on my YouTube page actually works. I've walked that walk and lived that walk and have receipts for it. Okay? And know some major stuff about to go down. And I'm going to have some receipts for that too. That's going to show y'all, look, you just got to do your homework though. You're going to sit down and you're going to have to do the work, y'all. Stop thinking that money answer all things, but you still better know what you're doing. Because look, you can see it with the stars. The entertainers, they're getting ripped off right underneath their eyes. On national TV, crying broke. The math ain't mathing. Well, you should have been know the math wasn't mathing. Did you read your contract? What did you sign? You see, they thinking they signing, oh, they big balling. Come to find out, they ain't read the whole fine print. They ain't read where, hey, the character, they done incorporated the character of the actor and the money going to them. Yes, that's a doggone shame, but God got something for them too. You can't be ripping people off like that. That's a no. But it shows us we have to take time and read, y'all. Okay? Read. This is my thing going into the new year. Read. Read everything. Read everything, y'all. Okay? All right. Later.